Welcome to the Wealth Building Made Simple podcast with Philip Washington Jr. Today's episode is brought to you by StonehillWealthManagement.com. Today, Philip talks about building financial confidence. Philip Washington Jr. is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. And now, here's Philip.
We are back with another episode of Wealth Building Made Simple, brought to you by About Mansfield Podcast, the podcast that, if you want to know what's going on in Mansfield, Texas, one of the rising star cities of Texas, you got to tune into About Podcast Mansfield or About Mansfield Podcast. So you can get it on any platform that's, you know, YouTube, Apple Podcast, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Also brought to you by Stonehill Wealth Management, my wealth management firm. We help people take their money from here to the future and jumping over the hurdle of inflation that wants to steal and take all of your money. It wants to get its grubby hands on everything you got because it's not a creative energy. All right. Today we are talking about building financial confidence. So, where did this come from? So, I had a client, and, you know, I like all my clients, and this is one of my clients that, you know, we have a good dialogue because, you know, they're, you know, just a, you know, super social person. So, then one time they asked me, they said, hey, I don't know how we got on topic of, like, ego, and I said something like, yeah, I really don't really operate in ego. And they looked at me like I was like, with your level of confidence, you have to deal with ego. And I was like, no, like, I have an ego. Like, everybody has an ego. Like, ego is like a strong opinion of yourself. I was like, so yeah, I mean, I have an ego, but an ego is not where I operate, right? And I couldn't really explain what I meant at the time. But that conversation sort of like set up me thinking about it so I can learn to express the idea better. And like, I feel like I have a better way to express it now, but it's more like if you take your essence and you split it in two, right? And you have like the idea of yourself, right? The manifestation of like how you see yourself. So the ideas that you hold true, your thoughts, and then your actions that express your thoughts. Right, that's what you might call like the mental form self and the physical form self being the actions, and so you can operate on any different plane. Right, you can see yourself in context of your actions, you can see yourself in context of your thoughts. Right, because sometimes your thoughts don't match your actions, so it depends on what level you're looking at. You can also operate from like the feeling level. Right, so meaning like thoughts, actions don't really define you. It's more like what home is like, what feels good. And by the way, like we all operate on all three levels, right? In the Bible, it's what they call the Trinity, right? You hear all the different religions talk about the different things, but it's literally like the Trinity, the aspects that you see yourself in. But like feeling is where I tend to operate, right? And the difference is, you know, so like anybody who's talked to me, or if you listen to my podcast, you see, oh, I have strong opinions, but they evolve, and my best friends and the best people in my life are people that like have different opinions. And I love the dynamic dialogue I learn through like different opinions that feel better than my opinion. And when an opinion feels better than my opinion, I'll adopt it. If it doesn't, I won't judge a person for it. I'm just not going to adopt that feeling, right? And I feel like that's the difference. Like, my confidence is in my ability to navigate my emotions. You know, meaning like my ability to find a better feeling expression of what I'm trying to do, but like my current thoughts, my past actions, I do my best to like whenever I feel them defining me and it doesn't feel good, I like release it, right? I've been an avid, you know, and I'm not like, right, we're all navigating it. I'm not the best. I'm not perfect at it, but like I've, you know, subconsciously and now consciously found ways to work around it, right? It was journaling before, right? Now meditation is great because you can just close the gap between like that unalignment of your thoughts, feeling, and actions. But that's the difference, right? And so this is going to be important in building financial confidence because it's a similar deal. Let me explain a difference between the two relational intelligences, because when you're using emotional intelligence, I think of things in terms of relationships. It doesn't matter if it's a person, a money, an idea, an object, right? Emotional intelligence is always thinking of things relational. But sometimes, even like I didn't know the difference between social intelligence and emotional intelligence until like 2 days ago. Right, which is what inspired part of this too, was, you know, I was having a conversation with somebody, when we met, they were the more socially intelligent person. Matter of fact, most people in my life are way more socially intelligent than I am, right? And I tend to be the more emotional intelligent person in most of my relationships, because the social and so on the external, people go, "Ah, Philip, you're pretty social," and I go, "I'm only social in the context of like you may be saying like I feel good and I'm having fun, right? Well, because I like fun, I like to feel good, but I use social intelligence as the ability to interact with people outside of how you feel, right? Which allows for like you to have a representative if you need to have a representative. Emotional intelligence is the ability to influence your emotions and those around you, but it's more like harmonizing your thoughts, actions, and feelings, right? Right, wrong, or indifferent. Like it can be a negative feeling, positive feeling, but you know, social intelligence allows for the representative. And so for me, I'm a terrible actor. You know what I mean? If I'm in a situation where I don't like the person that I'm dealing with and I can't affect my mood to like them in the moment, right, then I got to leave. Because I'm going to say something that's just not going to be the socially intelligent thing to say. From a relationship standpoint, the reason why I'm making that distinction is a lot of people approach money from a socially intelligent standpoint. They try to manipulate their feelings towards money, right? They say, "Hey, I want to improve my relationship with money, but I'm going to approach it from a social aspect. I'm going to interact with it regardless of how I feel, and I'm thinking it's going to improve my relationship with the money." Meaning, like, improving your relationship with money means like you bring more of it. And that's not the right thing, right? How does that look in real life? It looks like saying, "I want to be rich and wealthy," but you ignore the fact that every time you think about money, it's not positive, right? You pay for things and you go, "Oh, I can't really afford that," right? You see people with money and you judge how they got their money, right? You have negative association with money. And by the way, like we all have those negative thoughts. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm saying social intelligence is ignoring that and not doing the emotionally intelligent thing to do, which is work on improving that relationship. Because if you work on improving the relationship emotionally, the social will change, right? So if we want to draw a parallel, let's call social intelligence more like ego. Right, it's the manifestation of your emotional intelligence. You just may not be aware of it. That's a better way to put it. Ego is the manifestation of where you are emotionally, you know. And so you can try to you can try to like manipulate the ego in form, like in ego, but that's not effective because then you're just pushing against yourself, right? It would be the equivalent of you playing a video game and you being the video game character, and you're trying to like, you're trying to do things in opposition to the person controlling a video game, right? It's probably not very possible because we got controllers and we're moving you and having you do what you want to do. So it's easier, and you don't have to use manipulation, and it's easier energy for you to zoom out and deal with it emotionally, which, by the way, like, is not easy, because what you go through as you're raising your intelligence around money is you open yourself up, first of all, right? And when you open yourself up, then all those negative thoughts that you have about money become aware, like all those memories about, you know, being embarrassed about maybe the shoes you wore coming up, all that kind, you know, the clothes you wore, all the times where you you couldn't buy what you wanted to buy as a grown up, all the, like, you access all those thoughts because they're in there anyway. And when you close your mind, you just kind of become numb to them being there. So when you open up, you get to deal with it, and you learn to sit with it, and you learn to go. And then you eventually like learn to not judge it. You go, oh, that was just where I was at a moment in time, right? But it's not who I am. And by the way, like, I can now peer into thoughts in, you know, in that if it's a movie scene, you can look at things in a movie scene and that thought and go, oh yeah, but even though I couldn't do that, the positive was, right, this, that, and next, right? I live in a great country. I lived here, right? That memory gave me the insight that allowed me to do this better, right? You begin to get gifts from experiences versus focusing on the negative, right? So going back to relationship, everybody in my life that I have a relationship with are really just manifestations of the gifts that my parents gave me, right? I have parents. My parents contained individually all the gifts that I have, but relating to each other, each one was strong in a different area. And so I have continued to, there were times where I looked at my parents' flaws and mistakes that they were making, and it wasn't like a, you know, it wasn't even like a conscious, oh, I don't like my parents. It was more like, oh, you know, this is where my parents were not so great at, so I got to make myself, you know, better at, right? And so as I, you know, that would block a gift they had for me that they had inside of them, right? Until I changed it and went, oh, you know, but in that domain, they were good at this, and then it unlocked another gift to me because, right, I won't go down that path, but it was more like the more positive, and the good thing was I focused mostly on my parents' positive gifts, and I inherited a lot of them relatively early on, right? I get my logic and my sensitivity and my strong will from my mom. I get my open mind, my imagination, my faith, my dependability from my father, right? And I've, since I remember my parents, like, that's the feeling that I felt from them, right? And the more I practice and I think about my, you know, my spouse, my kids, my friends, right? When I'm appreciating in my memory, in my mind, the good aspects of them, we don't really have conflict. When I'm in my memory thinking about their, I call it mistakes, right? Then our interactions are more resistant because I'm, you know, they might do something that might trigger that memory that I'm dwelling on. And then I fight about it because I've been thinking about it. It wasn't really a big deal in the moment, right? But because I think about it, I trigger it, and that is what it is. And I miss the all the things that they did right in that experience, right? So I'm saying it to say, it works with money, works with regular relationships. If you just learn to look at an experience as neutral, right? It's neutral, and I can choose to end the experience with the subject that I'm looking at. Choose to focus on the have the things that are positive, and ignore the ones that are negative. And then as you do that, you build resonance in that topic, which allows you to, in your next experience with money or meaning, let's go back to money, meaning you now practice seeing the positive aspects of money. So when you watch this CNBC segment on some new investment, you ignore the negative and you pick up the positive and you raise your financial awareness, right? And as you learn to raise your financial awareness on your own outside of conditions or society, you build confidence, right? Because confidence is just an interval, right? A better way to say confidence is we have intervals of, you know, of good feelings and bad feelings, right? Right. And that interval is our level of confidence. When you have very small gaps, or, and I call pure confidence no gap, right? Pure confidence is zero doubt, right? In the moment, from a feeling standpoint, I call it home, right? I like to practice how I want to feel daily as often as possible, right? Because it lets me find home, right? Because home is a feeling. And then once I own that feeling, I can carry that feeling into anything, right? I can go, I'm looking at this situation, this complex topic of artificial intelligence, and I don't understand anything they're talking about. Like nothing. This is where I was, you know, a year or two ago. I don't understand anything to talk about, maybe 3 years ago. But I'll say, cool, I'm about to read this complicated book with all these nerds, but I'm just gonna get the feeling. Got the feeling, right? I'm here. And now it's zero doubt where I'm gonna get it. It just, now it's just time, right? I just gotta process all the data, right? And then after a while you go, oh, I'm pretty intelligent around social, around artificial intelligence. But if I would've tried to navigate it socially, right, by just saying, I'm gonna ignore how I feel, I'm just gonna process this data regardless of how I feel, that would've been I would've processed a lot more data, right? And I still might've not got it because I was fighting with myself, right? Fighting with the inside of myself, not being aware of how I felt about the information, right? I felt, if you feel like you're not going to understand it, then you're literally fighting an uphill battle. And that's where stress energy comes in. And so from a standpoint of wealth, right, I find it helpful to not focus on like the expression aspect to get your confidence, which means when I say action, I'm talking about like looking in your bank account and feeling wealthy because of the numbers there, right? Or looking at the actions you've taken around money and judging yourself there, or looking at the way you think about money right now. If you just say, those are not who I am, those are just my ego, which is like the manifestation of my previous feelings about that topic, then you can say, cool, I can mold it and shape it, right? I can shape the future based on how I feel about this topic. And as I feel better, right, I gain more confidence. And as you gain more confidence, more money can't help but come because people feel it, right? People want to give money to very confident people. They don't want to give some, if I had clients and they wanted to give me their portfolio and they were like, what do you think I should do? You should potentially, right? Like real talk, most people don't know what their advisor is even talking about in investing, right? I mean, they are feeling for how confident you feel. They're feeling for your character. They're feeling for authenticity, right? They're feeling for confidence. They're feeling for dependability, right? They learn over time. Like I'm an advisor that I have a newsletter. I wrote a book, right? I got a podcast. I'm putting on my thoughts. So I do my best to teach everybody and learn them. But really, initially, people just go with you based on how you feel, right? And so like that's super important. Raise your emotional intelligence. And the social aspect and everything else will work itself out. So hope this helps. Until next week, enjoy yourself.
Philip Washington Jr. is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Past performance is not indicative of future performance.